A recording by Grinning Pup.
You are walking through a wood, a steady trawl through the woods towards the Onward village. You hear the panicked screams of someone shouting for help and what sounds like a gigantic bear.
Oh, thank fuck! Please can you help me out and kill this fucking bear?
As you step forwards, you see a man in a tree with a ferocious and feral bear clawing at the bark. You are a skilled combatant. It looks as if the bear hasn't noticed you yet. You roll a 19. You easily step forwards, unsheathing your blade, and while the bear is still distracted by its prey, you take a mighty swing. The blade connects with the bear brutally, enough so to knock it out of its frenzy and send it scarpering into the woods.
Oh, thank you! Thank you so much! I fear if it had been any longer, the damn thing would have climbed up here and eaten me! Would you mind helping me down?
As the stranger clambers from the tree, his clumsy feet slip on the uneasy terrain and he falls ungraciously downwards. You roll a 20. Your keen senses make you react impulsively and you manage to catch the bard in your arms. He lies there, somewhat dazed, looking up at you.
Aya! That was quite the catch, my friend. Are you an expert in catching people falling from trees? I didn't know that was even a skill one could have. If you wouldn't mind putting me to the ground. Thank you. Well, you are a big fellow, aren't you? I'm supremely lucky you happened upon me when you did. But where are my manners? You are standing in the presence of Leonidas Longhorn. I assume you've heard of me. You perform an intelligence check and roll 3 with disadvantage. You have never heard the name before and you are unable to hide your ignorance. Your face says it all. An empty smile and blinking eyes. Leon sighs.
No matter. A pleasure to make your acquaintance. Pray, what is your name, friend?
A fine name. Well, my hero, I would love to stay and chat, but I am due in the next town by the morrow. I thank you for your service and...
As Leon turns to leave, you place a hand on his shoulder. The size of it dwarfs him considerably. Usually, people you save provide you with a reward.
Ah, you seek compensation. I am afraid I have no coin to give you. I am paid for my voice as a humble bard, and usually the coin exchanges hands after I've done the singing. See, I have nothing.
You get the sneaking suspicion that Leon is lying to you. You press the matter. You roll a 17. The look on the man's face pales as he realizes you will not be moved on the matter. You expect some form of payment.
You know, you're quite convincing. I'll admit, you don't seem like the kind of person I want to cross. I truly don't have any coin, but... I can provide other services. They don't call me Longhorn for nothing.
The man unbuckles his belt and drops his breeches. He exposes his considerable length and girth. It is an impressive appendage by any means. Not more so than yours, but he doesn't know that.
My friend, normally I would charge my patrons a considerable sum for taking my length for a spin, but for you, I'll do it for free. What do you say you get naked? And I make you see stars.
You roll a constitution saving throw and roll a 10. You shyly drop your equipment and slowly take off your armor. As your body underneath is unveiled, the man's eyes grow wider as he sees your impressive form in the moonlight. Well, you are big in every kind of way. Truly, you are blessed, my friend. Though you may have to stoop to bring that handsome mouth of yours to my level. You approach the man, your heights painfully compared, and you drop to your knees. Stooping lower, you take his ample cock in your hands, drawing the tip upwards and beginning to suck. You roll a 16, and your expert mouth goes to work on the man's shaft. He moans out into the night as you suck him down with ease, taking him all the way to the root. Your saliva and his pre-cum mixing together, making a heady concoction of bodily fluids as you work his shaft.
Oh, yes. Suck it. That's it. Oh, yes. Yes. You have the best mouth I've ever felt. Please, I beg you, seeing you naked is too much. Stick that fine arse out while you suck me.
You roll a 9. You comply with the demand, but you struggle to make it sexy. You're so muscular that arching your back isn't within your remit.
I mean, you tried, and that's okay. It will just make it easier to slam into you when I fuck you. You do want that, don't you, big man?
You disconnect from Leon's cock momentarily to say that you, in fact, don't wish to take his cock at all, and would much prefer it if he were to be sliding down on your pole instead. The suggestion makes the man wide-eyed.
Me? Take that thing? I don't think I'd be able to sit down for a week if I took a cock of your size. No. I'm very much a giver, not a receiver.
You roll a charisma check with advantage and roll a 7. You make a good case, but he still seems unconvinced.
You make a compelling argument, my friend, but truly, you are so big that if I were to take it, I fear you might undo the work of saving me from the bear. I could perhaps offer you my own mouth as a form of compromise.
You acquiesce and rise to your feet. The man's head is in front of your stomach, and your cock stands rigidly to attention, awaiting the careful ministrations of the bard's tongue.
Here it goes. It's so big. I can barely open my mouth wide enough for it. You like that, big man? I still know how to work it.
You
think to tell the bard to stick out his ass while he sucks, as he did to you, in the hopes of establishing yourself as the dominant partner? You roll a one. The command comes out catastrophically. So badly, in fact, that it makes Leon stop what he's doing to give you a critical and confused look.
Are you all right? I have no idea what you're asking me, but you're, not very good at this whole sex thing, are you? Other than the very good job you did on my cock. If you truly want my ass, I wouldn't be opposed to you rimming me. It has been a long while since I've had a tongue up there, and most people in town are too prudish.
The man disconnects, gets down on his hands and knees, presenting his rear for you. It is a delicious-looking ass, one that you would love to stretch wide with your cock, but you didn't see the harm in warming him up first.
Get your mouth on that.
You roll a 17 and eagerly get down and bring your face to his rear.
Oh.
Your tongue, lips and jaw go to work, and you quickly have the man moaning into you. His sounds are erotic in the best way, and it makes your own cock strain against the night air. You hunger for this man. You want to feel how tight his insides are.
Your tongue is so good. Eat it. That's it. Come on, big man. Fuck. Oh, that's right. My ass is a fucking feast and you just chow down. Fuck. Oh, your tongue. Oh, it gets so deep. Oh, you really know how to eat, don't you, big man? Fuck. Oh, yes.
You think to test the water and roll a 13. You come up onto your knees and shuffle forwards, bringing your lengthy cock up to his rear. You rub the head of your cock against his hole and slide the length of it up his cleft. Though his body tenses, he doesn't push you away.
Yeah. You truly are committed to fucking me, aren't you, friend? I suppose I do owe you my life. What's the harm in trying? Go ahead.
His words excite you further. And the man's saliva, combined with your considerable pre-cum, makes your cock slick and ready to penetrate. You roll a 5. As you begin to push, the wide girth of your cock pressing against his delicate opening, the man cries out in a yowl of pain.
Oh, what are you doing? No oil, no spit. It looks like you've been practicing too much with the wrong kind of sword, my friend.
Go lie down before you do either of us an injury. Sheepishly, you do. You lie down on the grass as instructed, your cock already sticking proudly upwards.
Luckily, I always keep a vial of oil on my person. You never know when an aristocratic lady will demand an all-over massage, but it will suit this purpose too.
The bard works your cock with the oil slowly and deliberately, and then insert some oil into his opening before straddling your waist.
There we go. A bit for you, and a bit for me. I hope you're ready for the ride of your life, my friend, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You're so thick. Do you like seeing your cock disappear inside me?
The bard is true to his word. His hole is tight, but he takes it all with surprising skill, considering his protestations that he never receives.
The smaller man rides you, bouncing on your cock, making his thick cheeks ripple with every downward thrust.
You like this big man? Yes. Your cock is stretching me open.
You roll an 8, and you clumsily reach up to place your hands on his hips, which he swats away with a flick of his wrist.
None of that. I'm in control here. You just lie there and look pretty.
His words incense you. You roll a 13. You lunge forwards, grabbing the man by the waist, and using your considerable strength, you roll him onto the earth, cock still firmly planted inside, now pinning him to the floor.
So the big man does have some gall after all. Go ahead, big man. Show me what you're made of.
You roll a 20. Something comes over you like a man possessed. You begin slowly, working your cock in and out of the petulant bard. The motion makes him cry out and whimper as it hits every spot inside him.
Oh, God, that feels so good. Slowly bringing it in and out. Oh my God. Well, hello. Someone woke up.
Your speed intensifies, quickens. The smaller man is yours, and your fucking becomes passionate and intense.
Fuck yeah. Fuck me. Yes, that's it. Fuck me. Fuck. Come inside me. That's it. Fucking plug that big load inside me. Yes. That's it. Fuck yeah. Oh God. You're gonna come. Oh God, yes. Fuck, come for me. Yeah, fuck.
As your orgasm subsides, you both lie entwined on the grass, breathing heavily.
Well, that was unexpected. You're quite the talented lover, my friend. It seems I was more than lucky to have you come to my rescue. Though I think I was right. I think I won't be able to walk straight for a day or so to come. Perhaps you could make it up to me and carry me into town. I would very much like to stay in your arms.